Mornings on the Mar-a-Lago Raid. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. After the release of the heavily redacted affidavit, more questions are being raised.
What was left visible in this affidavit confirmed that the Justice Department had mounting concerns over the nature and handling of the documents. The affidavit describes that in January, Trump representatives turned over 15 boxes of records. And by May, the DOJ said that those documents, they had stuff like notes and newspapers that were all mixed up with highly classified documents. 25 were marked top secret, and some indicated that they contained sensitive information on intelligence operatives.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Economic relief programs put in place since the pandemic have started to wreak havoc on businesses,
making it easier for people to be super picky about whether or not they have to go back to work. That's a problem because businesses are having a hiring crisis. 64% of business owners report trying to hire last month found hardly any qualified applicants to fill the job. The Heritage Foundation telling Fox Business this. Lots of factors are playing into this, including the original $600 a week bonus, unemployment insurance benefits, other welfare without work increases, and bad baseline policies on education and job training.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Record numbers of immigrants continue to cross the southern border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott reinforced his position during a campaign stop in Richmond, Texas today.
For all of the illegal immigrants who make it past our National Guard, who make it past the Texas Department of Public Safety, who turn themselves in to the Border Patrol, and then the Border Patrol just drops them off in the local communities across the border, we have a new plan. We are busing them to New York City and to Washington, D.C.
Another bus of migrants arrived in New York City this morning. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Iraq's caretaker prime minister has warned that the political crisis in the country is threatening security achievements made in past years. That political crisis is a result of disagreements between followers of influential Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and rival Iran-backed groups. More than 20 million U.S. households are behind on utility bills.
New data indicates a staggering number of American households are behind on making utility payments, mainly due to soaring energy costs. This sparking fears that mass power shutoffs are on the horizon. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association says the numbers are historic and that the amount owed utility companies is around $16 billion. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A father and son are safe after their lobster boat sank miles off the coast of Boston. Fox's Lisa Brady reports.
The call was for a boat taking on water, but it was mostly submerged 9 miles from the coast when officers from the Boston Police Department's Harbor Unit arrived, including Garrett Boyle, who says what appeared to be a lobster trap floating turned out to be a cooler.
As we got close, we saw about two heads sticking just above water level, hanging on to the blue cooler.
The younger man asking them to help his 76-year-old father first. Rescues captured on body cam footage.
Oh. Take your time. You're good.
Take your time.
They said the boat's hull was punctured on rocks after the engine failed. Officer Stephen Merrick later telling reporters,
"You could see the fear in their face. They were cold. They looked very tired and weak. They were really struggling to keep their head above the water."
Both men treated for minor injuries. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the Philippine Coast Guard says all 85 passengers and crew of an inter-island ferry that caught fire near its port destination south of Manila have been rescued and the search effort has been terminated. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.